You know, when you think about it, we don't really think enough about the ascension of our Lord. In fact, I will guess this, that only those who pray the rosary seem to think about it at all, because the ascension is the second glorious mystery. I said two rosaries today already, and I don't... Okay. So anyways, this afternoon. All right. It's a shame that we don't think so much about it, because it's a crucial part. It's a crucial part of Jesus' message and mission. He ascends into heaven as the living sacrifice that will continue to be the bridge between God and all humanity until the end of time. And so what does he say? What does Jesus say? Two things Jesus says here. First, he sums up the message of salvation. He reminds his apostles that he had come to earth in order to preach salvation. And he made it a reality by his suffering, death, and resurrection, and now ascension. And secondly, he gives his followers a job. And so when I say that, he gives us a job. We are his followers now, and he gives that same job to us that he gave to the first followers. He gives them a job. He gives us a job, and that is he calls upon them to be witnesses of these things. They will not be able to carry out their witness all by themselves. They will need the Holy Spirit. And so he promises them that at Pentecost they will be clothed with power from on high. But then they are to go to all the nations as his witnesses, which is just what they did. So in the ascension of our Lord, we come face to face with the core of the entire gospel, the good news, Christ's saving message being transmitted to all people through the witness of the church. But what exactly are we to be witnesses of? Well, Jesus tells us right before he ascends into heaven that the repentance for the forgiveness of sins would be preached in his name. And so his ascension finishes the job of reconciling fallen humanity to God, because it brings our human nature back into a right relationship with God, that relationship that was broken by our first parents, Adam and Eve. It guarantees that Christ's sacrifice on the cross was completely accepted by the Father. And so reconciling fallen humanity with God has always been the main problem that religion tries to solve when you think about it. In the Old Testament, what did the Jewish people do? The Israelites achieved this right relationship through what was called the sacrifice of atonement. The sacrifice of atonement. The sacrifice that made sinners once again one with God. And this sacrifice took place in the Holy of Holies, the innermost chamber of Moses' tent of worship, and later in the temple in Jerusalem. And the Holy of Holies was separated from the inner altar of incense by a huge, thick, ancient curtain. And only the high priest was allowed to pass through the curtain. And even he could only go once a year on the Day of Atonement. And that's quite a ritual they had going. But it doesn't compare with what it pointed to, namely Jesus' ascension into heaven. That's what that ancient ritual foreshadowed, we call it. It foreshadowed something that would happen later, namely Jesus' ascension. Because in his ascension, Jesus is taken up into the real, eternal Holy of Holies, the inner chamber of heaven itself. And through faith in Christ, we have no more doubts that our sins can be forgiven. We don't have to wait for the Day of Atonement once a year. We can live constantly in a right relationship with God. And that is what we are witnesses of. And that's quite a bit to be a witness. Bearing witness to Christ is our primary mission on earth for each one of us, all of us. Before he ascended, Jesus didn't say, well, go on, have a good time, don't mind me, go find yourselves. You know, he didn't say something like that, obviously. He said, no, go be my witnesses to all the nations. And this is the mission we have been given, you and I have been given. This is what we are supposed to do as followers of Christ. Each one of us does this mission in our own way, in a different way. God calls some of us to be witnesses as priests or deacons, an occasional bishop. He calls some to consecrate their lives full-time as full-time missionaries or in religious life. Others are called to be the leaven in the dough, or as Bishop Lennon liked to say, he liked to put it, to evangelize the marketplace. That's what he says, to evangelize the marketplace. Each of us, he calls to bear witness by our faithfulness, by loving kindness with which we live our life and do our normal responsibilities and are in our normal family type relationships, whatever relationships there are. And you know what? Until this mission becomes our highest priority in life, we won't be truly happy. We won't find true happiness unless we complete our mission that God gives us in this world, because we're made for a life of friendship with God. We're made in God's image. And that means that we have a sharing in God's plan for each one of us to accept it and to put it into practice. Because when God gives a mission, it's meant to be fulfilled. And right before Jesus ascended, St. Luke tells us that he raised his hands and blessed them. And then he ascended, and his disciples returned to Jerusalem with great joy. They weren't hiding anymore in an upper room. They returned to Jerusalem with great joy in anticipation of waiting for the Holy Spirit. Why were they joyful? Because Christ had revealed to them the purpose of their lives. They had a mission, and their life had meaning. And so too for us. As we celebrate the solemnity of the Ascension, we can rededicate, or perhaps for the first time, accept our mission in life, so that at the end of our life, our restlessness will be turned into joy.